CRI News, I'm Ding Lilu. A day of searching yesterday in the waters off the west coast of Australia has so far failed to detect any sign of possible debris from the missing Malaysian Airlines flight. As darkness fell, the day-long air search for two objects that could be part of the missing flight MH370 ended without any success. Meanwhile, a Norwegian ship has been diverted from its journey from Madagascar to the area where the two floating objects were spotted. In the wake of the possible discovery, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott have held a telephone conversation, with Abbott updating Xi Jinping on the latest developments. The Russian government has responded to the most recent U.S. sanctions by imposing a set of its own on U.S. politicians. Moscow has barred a total of 9 of U.S. politicians from entering the country. Among those banned include U.S. House Speaker John Boehner, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, former U.S. presidential candidate and Senator John McCain, along with 3 other lawmakers. 3 of U.S. President Barack Obama's leading advisors are also being barred from entering Russia. The Russian sanctions come 3 days after the United States imposed sanctions against a number of leading Russian officials and lawmakers in the fallout from the absorption of Crimea into the Russian Federation this week. Syrian government forces are reporting another key victory in their fight against rebel forces. Government troops have recaptured a strategic town near the city of Homs in central Syria. In taking the town of Al-Husn, Syrian government forces have also reclaimed control of a centuries-old castle, raising a Syrian government flag above the heritage site as a sign of victory. The retaking of Al-Husn comes on the heels of another major victory for Syrian government forces, who earlier this week seized the community of Yabraud north of Damascus. Yabraud is a key intersection point between Lebanon and the Mediterranean coast, which has been used as a key transit area for rebel forces. Syrian government forces have been making gains in recent weeks, as rebel forces have been forced to split their time fighting both government troops and Islamic jihadists. A new report is suggesting more than half of Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles have been removed from the war-torn country as of this week. The head of a joint mission helping oversee the elimination of the deadly arsenal has made the statement from the Syrian port of Laqtia. That is the location where the shipments of Syria's chemical weapons are transferred to cargo ships for eventual destruction. France's Prime Minister has put out an urgent call for right-wing parties to do everything to stop members of the extreme right Front National Party from being elected. Jean-Marc Ayrault's plea comes just over a week ahead of municipal elections across France. The far-right FMP campaigns are on an anti-immigration and anti-EU platform. The Front National Party is hoping to see upward of 1,500 of its candidates elected in the forthcoming vote, which is scheduled for March the 30th. At least 2 more kindergartens are being investigated amid allegations they have been feeding antiviral drugs to children. Local authorities in Hubei say a legal representative of a kindergarten in the city of Yichang has been detained in connection with the latest allegations. A number of parents say their children at the kindergartens told them they were asked to eat bitter tablets. Word of the investigation comes on the heels of revelations that authorities at some kindergartens in Shaanxi's capital, Xi'an, had been illegally giving children small doses of antiviral drugs. Those involved say they took part in the scheme to try to help the children resist the spread of viruses during the spring and fall months. The Chinese government is preparing to relax its policies of awarding permanent residency, Chinese green cards, to expats. The relaxed policies appear to be targeted toward members of the overseas Chinese community. The head of the State Council's Overseas Chinese Affairs Office, Qiu Yuanping, says the plans include tightening the protection of domestic investments by overseas Chinese. The new rules will also make it easier for them to obtain education, employment and social insurance. The government began relaxing the green card rules here in China last year. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.